So now we've reached chapter 18. This is the final chapter of the Gita. And Krishna, in the beginning of chapter 18, begins to summarize everything that he has talked about. He begins to summarize the karma chapters. He begins to summarize the jnana chapters. He begins to summarize all the different instructions that he gave to Arjuna. And then Krishna says, Sarva guyatamam bhuya shrinu me paramam vacha istosi me dridam iti tato vakshyami te hitam. Krishna says, Sarva guyatamam bhuya, now I have said so many things. Now listen to the Sarva guyatamam bhuya, the most confidential instruction. This is the paramam vacha, the most important instruction I am now giving you. Please hear very, very carefully. Then Krishna repeats the verse that he spoke in chapter 9. Krishna explains that the most essential instruction of the Gita is this: Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vyaisasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. The most essential teaching of the Gita is that one should mold their life in such a way that they will always remember Krishna. We share Krishna consciousness with our family, and in that way the home becomes a temple. When we go to work, we try to share Krishna consciousness with our colleagues, and whatever work results we obtain, we offer that to Krishna. In the spare time we have, we try to do some devotional service for Krishna. In different ways, what we try to do, as Kripa Maya Prabhu mentioned, is take everything else away and gradually do everything for Krishna, for a spiritual purpose. In different ways, we do things so that we can always remember Krishna. If we have a password on our computer, then we say Krishna 108. Like, you can hack into any devotee's email, you know. That's like the generic password. On the clock, it has the Hare Krishna mantra. So when you look at the time, you see the mantra. In India, the rickshaw drivers, they say, to hell with the speedometer. Take it all out and put a picture of Krishna there, so that we can drive all day and in front of us we can have a temple right there. Even the Christian people, they have one bracelet and it has four letters, WWJD. What would Jesus do? So in every situation, they're remembering Jesus. In such a way, a devotee is always molding every single part of their life so that they will remember Krishna. This is the essential teaching of Bhagavad Gita. And Lord Chaitanya, who came to teach how to practically apply the teachings of Gita in our daily life, taught that the most essential practice for every single person in this age is to seriously chant the holy names of Krishna. The Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it can actually transform one's heart. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the mantra from his spiritual master, he became mad. He went back to his spiritual master and he said, Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tarabal, japite japite mantra, korite pagal. He said, Kiba mantra dila gosai, what kind of mantra have you given me? Kiba tarabal, what is the power of this mantra? Japite japite mantra, I'm chanting this mantra every day, korite pagal, and I'm becoming mad. I'm becoming mad after Krishna. This is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, that we don't simply want to worship Krishna in a ritualistic way, but actually we want to become mad after Krishna. This is Lord Chaitanya's teachings. But this is only possible if we take seriously to the practice which has been outlined by Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, it's explained that in this age of Kali, to become Krishna conscious and to focus one's mind all the time on Krishna is only possible through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So one may read the Bhagavad Gita, but one must understand that they have to come to the point of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all the time. Satatam kirtayanto mam. And this is the essential teaching that Krishna gives in the 18th chapter. And Krishna ends by telling Arjuna one more thing. And this is a very interesting thing for us to also consider. Krishna says to Arjuna, it's one thing to read the Gita, but higher than reading the Gita is to understand the Gita. Krishna says, but higher than even understanding the Gita is to live the Gita. But then Krishna takes it further. Krishna says, higher than even that is to give the knowledge of the Gita to someone else. Krishna says, for such a person, nachatasman manushyeshu kashkin me priyakritama bhavita nachametasmad anya priyataro bhuvi. Krishna says, for one who gives this message of the Gita to someone else, there is no servant in this world more dear to me. And Krishna says, nor will there ever be. So in our lives, we've benefited from this knowledge and we are feeling the happiness and satisfaction that is coming from this knowledge. And therefore, if we actually want to become very dear to Krishna, then Krishna says, speak it and share it with everyone you meet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.